Imagine having two investment options, a safe 3% CD or a coin toss game offering plus 30% for heads and minus 10% for tails. Which would you choose? This simple scenario captures the fundamental tension in investing, safety versus potential reward. While the CD provides certainty, the coin toss, despite its volatility, delivers an average 8.17% return that could transform your financial future over decades. This trade-off between risk and reward forms the foundation of William Bernstein's investment philosophy. Most investors fixate on returns while overlooking the anxiety that accompanies those potential gains. We instinctively want maximum returns with minimum risk, but markets don't work that way. Higher returns require accepting higher risk. There's no free lunch in investing. Understanding your personal risk tolerance isn't just important, it's essential. Could you watch your retirement savings drop by half without panicking and selling at the worst possible moment? Your honest answer matters more than any investment formula.
When you split investments between assets that don't move in perfect lockstep, something remarkable happens. Your risk decreases while potential returns increase. This counterintuitive phenomenon is like riding a bicycle with shock absorbers versus one without. Combining stocks and bonds creates a portfolio that captures most of the stock's returns with reduced volatility. In some cases, adding a small amount of stocks to an all-bond portfolio actually reduces risk while increasing returns, a rare free lunch in investing. Limiting investments to your home country misses opportunities and increases risk. Foreign markets don't move in perfect sync with U.S. markets. During the 1970s, when U.S. markets disappointed, Japanese stocks delivered excellent returns, while in the 1990s, U.S. stocks outperformed internationally. Data shows a portfolio split roughly equally between U.S. and international stocks historically provides better risk-adjusted returns than either alone. Small international stocks offer particularly compelling diversification benefits due to their lower correlation with U.S. large stocks. While international investing brings challenges like currency fluctuations and political risks, history shows that even catastrophic events haven't prevented international markets from eventually recovering.
Why do brilliant fund managers consistently fail to outperform simple index funds? Market efficiency explains this. Security prices largely reflect all available information. Evidence shows most actively managed funds underperform benchmark indexes after fees. Past performance rarely predicts future results, typically reflecting luck rather than skill. Markets absorb new information rapidly. When you hear about a company's breakthrough, thousands of professionals have already traded on it. Active management also incurs substantial hidden costs beyond expense ratios that few managers overcome. Despite these challenges, value investing, focusing on undervalued companies with low price-to-earnings or price-to-book ratios, has shown persistent advantages. Fama and French demonstrated that stocks with low price-to-book ratios significantly outperformed growth counterparts, challenging strong form market efficiency. Value investing works either because value stocks are inherently riskier or because investors consistently overpay for exciting growth stories while undervaluing unglamorous businesses. This value premium has persisted across markets and time periods, though capturing it requires patience during growth-dominated cycles.
The greatest obstacle to investment success isn't market volatility, but yourself. Our brains, evolved for survival rather than financial markets, harbor cognitive biases that undermine investment decisions. Overconfidence is particularly damaging. Most investors believe they possess above-average skills, a mathematical impossibility. This inflated self-assessment leads to excessive trading and poor diversification. Studies show the most confident investors often achieve the worst results. Recency bias, overweighting recent events, similarly sabotages returns. When markets perform well, investors project continued success. After crashes, they flee equities precisely when expected returns are highest, explaining why average investor returns lag behind their funds. Risk aversion myopia, focusing on short-term volatility while ignoring long-term outcomes, may be most insidious. Humans are sensitive to immediate threats but discount distant benefits, leading to portfolios too heavily weighted toward cash and bonds that guarantee inadequate growth. Combating these biases require awareness and systematic safeguards. Automated investment plans, written policies, and predetermined rebalancing thresholds help override emotional responses. A financial advisor can provide valuable perspective during market extremes.
Understanding investment principles is one thing. Implementation requires addressing practical questions about accounts, fund selection, taxes, and management. Define your risk tolerance honestly. Rather than abstract questionnaires, consider how much your portfolio could decline before you'd abandon your strategy. For many, a 20-25% drop represents their maximum tolerable loss. This threshold helps determine your stock-bond allocation, the single most important portfolio decision. Select appropriate investment vehicles. Low-cost index funds provide ideal diversification, tax efficiency, and simplicity. Vanguard funds stand out with their ownership structure that returns profits to shareholders. For broader asset class exposure, Dimensional Fund Advisors, DFA, offers excellent options, though typically through financial advisors. Tax considerations significantly impact implementation. Place tax-inefficient investments like REITs and bonds in tax-sheltered accounts, IRAs, 401ks. Use taxable accounts for tax-efficient investments like broad market index funds and municipal bonds. For substantial bond allocations in taxable accounts, consider a treasury ladder for tax efficiency. Address the psychological challenge of market timing. If you're uncomfortable investing a lump sum immediately, dollar-cost averaging or value averaging can ease the transition while building discipline. Choose a rebalancing strategy appropriate for your account type, annual for tax-sheltered accounts, less frequent for taxable accounts to minimize tax impacts. In taxable accounts, use new contributions to gradually restore target allocations. A globally diversified portfolio using broad-based index funds across U.S. large and small stocks, international developed markets, and emerging markets provides optimal diversification without unnecessary complexity or high fees. Prioritize asset allocation, diversification, and cost minimization over stock picking or market timing. Index funds offer effectiveness through broad diversification, low costs, and tax efficiency, advantages that compound significantly over time. Consider allocating part of your portfolio to value-oriented index funds or ETFs for value premium exposure, diversifying across both U.S. and international markets for enhanced resilience. What separates successful investors isn't superior intelligence, but a coherent philosophy consistently applied over time. The intelligent asset allocator understands that investing isn't about finding the next Amazon or timing markets, but harnessing fundamental principles to build wealth while managing risk. Start with honest self-assessment of your financial goals, risk tolerance, and complexity management capabilities. These matter more than recent performance or market predictions. Portfolio construction should focus on diversification across multiple asset classes with different risk/return characteristics. A good enough allocation maintained consistently outperforms a perfect allocation abandoned during market panic. Successful investing requires recognizing that declines are normal and represent the risk premium generating higher returns. Developing emotional resilience to stay invested during downturns, perhaps even increasing equity exposure when others flee, distinguishes successful long-term investors. The essence of investment management isn't managing returns, but managing risks. By focusing on what you can control, asset allocation, investment costs, tax efficiency, and behavior, you position yourself for long-term success regardless of market fluctuations.